Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Dr. Sherman.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's rather cold in my neck of the woods. Very
Is it?
Cold, but yes. Dr. Sherman, I was on the call last week, and thank you for all your help, but I didn't ask you this question because I didn't want to take a lot of your time because the other question was very time-consuming, but I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia several years ago, and I really suffer with it very much. And a few years ago, I had a very freakish accident where I was sliding on my sandal on my right foot, and the next thing I knew, I was flying through the air, and I landed right on my spine and fractured L2.
Oh.
And the two combinations, I was in the hospital for 3 months. It was a really the most excruciating pain I've ever had in my whole life, and I'm in my 70s. But we don't have the most knowledgeable doctors here in the Tri-Cities, Washington, that know about fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of pain. Right now we're having really cold temperatures, and my pain is worse when it rains and when it's cold, and we've had both of those this week. Is there any articles, or are there any supplements that I am on Tramadol when my pain is so bad that I can't handle it, and I take that very carefully. I don't take it a lot, and basically, I'm not on anything else for the fibro, except I do try to eat very healthy, and I am on some omega oils with Barlean's omega oils, but both of my daughters have it really bad, and we really suffer with it. It's, you know, people look at you and they think, well, you don't look that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, but I feel horrible. And I don't sleep. I don't sleep well. Anyway, I just wondered if there was anything I could do to improve my life somewhat at this stage of life I'm in. And I would like to get back into the clinic, but I am not able to do that financially right now. I'm waiting for some funds to come through for me, but is there anything that you could offer me and suggestions for those things?
Yeah, definitely. I've got several ideas. But Phyllis, if we could take a quick break, I'll tell you a lot more once we get through a couple of messages. Thank you. I want to continue with Phyllis. Are you still there, Phyllis?
Yes, I am. I'm waiting here eagerly.
Well, Phyllis, I really appreciate your call. It is kind of a big topic. I'll try to be efficient about things to think about. But for other listeners, fibromyalgia is something that it basically means sore muscles or fibrotic changes within the muscles that make it very inflamed and tender. And it's quite fatiguing and painful and really debilitating for a lot of people. It's pretty miserable. And you're right. People can look fine, and yet they just feel horrible from this. And I think, you know, there's a lot of different theories about what is behind it. You know, and a lot of it relates to the functional approach that we do at Tahoma Clinic. One is one of the primary things I've found over and over again in fibromyalgia is low thyroid function. So, and you talked about feeling cold and just the inflammatory process. But for a lot of people with fibromyalgia, their thyroid is malfunctioning, or they're producing a lot of thyroid antibodies that signify some kind of autoimmune problem. And so it's one of the first places I look. I also look at food sensitivities to see whether that might be contributing to the inflammation. And by the way, you can monitor your level of inflammation by doing a blood test called C-reactive protein. So once you figure out or have a plan of action, you can kind of use that as a means of seeing, are you improving, or are things getting worse or staying the same? I will mention a couple other things. There's an interesting book from a Dr. Dan Purser, P-U-R-S-E-R, a medical doctor. I heard him speak at a conference a little while ago. His theory on fibromyalgia is it's due to an elevated free copper level. And wow. Yeah, it's really fascinating. He said he's really had good luck by helping people remove the copper out of their bodies by using zinc and vitamin B6 in the form of P5P. And also with the use of glutathione. So you could, you know, without a lot of expensive testing, you could just go ahead and do some glutathione, zinc, and B6 in the form of P5P, see if that might be helpful. But I would probably expand the cause of fibromyalgia beyond just copper. It could be any heavy metal. So it could be lead, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, you know, all the nasty ones that can build up in our bloodstream.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I haven't ever heard that concept. So his name is Dr. Dan Purser, and what was the name of his book?
Oh, I'm sorry. If you Google it on Amazon, okay. It'll probably come okay. right up. He has a okay. whole protocol in okay. his book. One of the things we offer at the clinic is we have an IV intravenous therapy department where we do various right. injectables, and I've had pretty good luck using something called a Myers cocktail, and I know you're over in Richland. There might be a naturopath who offers something like that. You could find someone, but the Myers cocktail is kind of a blend of different B vitamins and magnesium, and very, very nutritive to sore muscles.
Wow.
So that's something you could do every so often to get some relief. But like I say, there's a lot of different contributing factors. It could be abnormal flora in the gut. You know, just about anything can cause inflammation.
You mentioned how do you spell that, glutamine or whatever zinc can be?
Oh, glutathione.
Glutathione. Okay.
Yes, okay. And that is it's an amino acid blend.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just to be more efficient, I would probably put you on acetyl glutathione, and that gets really well absorbed into your bloodstream, and you might even try that initially just to see if that can help with some of the discomfort.
What would you spell that for?
Sure.
I mean, please.
It's acetyl, A-C-E-T-Y-L, hyphen glutathione. That's G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E.
And do they sell that at Tahoma Dispensary?
At our Tahoma Clinic Dispensary, we sure do, yes.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Another thing I'll mention, too, is I often check for a sulfite sensitivity in people with fibromyalgia. And sometimes if that shows high in a urine test, we can use, again, the P5P and a mineral called molybdenum to help your body process the sulfur-containing amino acids in your body. So, and there's our oboe calling for the news at the top of the hour. So why don't we And did we answer all your questions there, Phyllis, or a lot of them?
I do have a few more, if you need to.
Okay, if you want to hold. And we have a lot of callers on the line waiting. I'd like to continue with Phyllis, who was asking questions about fibromyalgia. Hello, Phyllis.
Hi.
You still there?
Okay, yes, I am. Dr. Sherman, the other question I have is, there is a doctor in Alabama. He does phone appointments. His name is Dr. Roger Murphy. He seems to be very knowledgeable, and he is helping a lot of people that have fibromyalgia.
Uh-huh.
His theory is improving. Have you heard of him?
I have not. I'm sorry. He specializes in that?
Yeah, he's actually a chiropractor, and he started having so many patients with such painful parts of their body. And he says, you know, that restorative sleep is so essential. And I don't sleep well. I wake up frequently to have to go to the bathroom, but I just don't sleep well, period. And he has lots of formulas that he, vitamin nutrition, he's helped countless people. But is there something that I could take that would help me sleep better?
You know, that's a really good point, Phyllis. I find a lot of people with fibromyalgia have a low adrenal or abnormal adrenal function. And for a lot of people, their adrenal function kicks in too early in the morning, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 o'clock. And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
they're sounds familiar. Yes. They're ready to go, you know, way too early. And over time, of course, that prevents adequate sleep. And what happens is your cortisol and cortisone levels drop. And then, you know, those are the main hormones that help with inflammation. So that can definitely be a part of that. So, of course, adrenal function is something we can work with at the Tahoma Clinic. But there might be a naturopathic physician or integrative physician locally that you could work with on that. Another thing I like to look at is your dopamine level.
Right.
And have you heard of that? Dopamine is a neurotransmitter
that is
commonly quite low in fibromyalgia. So
I've read that, and those are concerning issues for me right now. I feel like it's so important, I feel, to look at the whole person, and, you know, because fibromyalgia is very complex to many conventional doctors. They just don't, they just give you pain medicine, and that's,
exactly.
You know, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to get to the root of the problem, and we don't have a lot of doctors here that really are able to address that have the knowledge and the skill. And I have worked with Dr. Hinchcliffe, and I had called her Bainbridge Clinic a couple weeks ago because I've been trying to get in there, and all of my records are in the Tahoma Clinic, so I have to talk to her when she's in the clinic, and she's only there one day a month. Would there be other physicians in the Tahoma Clinic that would be willing to work with me on a phone appointment level at this time? Or you mentioned that they like to see you at least once a year when you're dealing with hormones and all those things.
Right.
Is that the case with everything that any kind of health issues? That is there another physician that could pick up where Dr. Hinchcliffe left off, or
possibly, yeah. I know Dr. Russell, Lauren Russell, and myself. We both do some phone consultations, but we definitely do recommend coming in once a year, and and we could excuse me. We could. locate your previous records from Dr. Hinchcliffe, and those previous tests, I would assume, would be available to look at and to use in your therapy. So, but yeah, we'd be glad to do that. Let me. I just want to mention a couple more things, Phyllis, if you've got time. Another product that I've had luck with is something called Guaia Finessin. It's spelled G-U-A-I-F-E-N-E-S-I-N. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, well, that's usually given for respiratory problems, mucus buildup in the lungs, but it seems to help with the fibromyalgia pain and inflammation. So normally you want to do about 300 milligrams twice a day on that.
Okay.
So that's another possibility. But I agree with you. I think figuring out what's the underlying problem is the best bet, and going for that can save you a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, I know that I have poor adrenal function, and I know that I have some issues with my thyroid. So there's, I could find a way to address those things, I think I would have some relief and some, I had some dental surgery a few months ago, and I was in excruciating pain after the surgery, the first one, and then I just collapsed for about 5 weeks. I could hardly do anything.
Yeah.
And I had to rest and rest and rest and rest, and I finally got back. But I know there's a lot of things that need to be addressed. But
yeah, you really need to work with someone who can take the time.
Yeah.
And it does take a lot of patience, both for the doctor and the patient. So
yeah. So I will try to work on these things, and maybe I can call the clinic on Monday and just see where I can go from here. But thank you, Dr. Sherman, for your time. Oh, you said there was one more thing. There were two things you wanted to tell me.
I think that was it.
The pain thing.
I was going to mention that sometimes I'll use just a general anti-inflammatory like Boswellia or curcumin extract, and that can be helpful. But of course, that doesn't get to the cause. It'll just help you get through the day sometimes.
What was the second one you said besides Boswellia?
Curcumin.
Would you spell that, please?
C-U-R-C-U-R-M-I-N.
Okay.
I'm sorry. C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. Curcumin.
Yeah,
turmeric.
Okay, yeah, turmeric. Okay.
All right, okay, Phyllis, thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Sherman. Appreciate your help.
All right, you take care.
Okay.